Everyone's mad at the wrong shit. I've said this for a long time, dude. You take this Dave Chappelle special. I talked a little bit about it last time, or maybe you actually talked about it on the Patreon episode. But dude, Netflix, first of all, props to Ted Sarandos for fucking not pulling the thing, all right? And I'm just going to, it's like, you know, people talk about this very, you know, they talk about it more eloquently than me. They talk about it, but there's one thing that is just true. It's jokes, okay? It's jokes, and that's it. That's all you need to stop. You need to stop. It's jokes. So it's not hate speech, okay? It isn't hate speech because no one's hating. Dave Chappelle doesn't hate these people or whoever he's talking about, you know? It's the trans community this time, I think. That's really mad. And he doesn't hate them. It's not hate speech because he doesn't hate them. It's jokes. And it's art. Art is supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. It's supposed to not necessarily align with your values or your thoughts. It's supposed to. It's art. Or as Calvin would say, art. Okay? So you can get mad all you want. We're in a time where it's, where we need to make sure that the people who get mad aren't the ones who are fucking changing everything about fuck the country, the world. Because when you're mad, you're not regulated. And when you're not regulated, you make bad decisions. Okay? If I'm home, I love pears. I tell Krista to get pears so much, and she never comes back with pears. I say, how come you don't get pears? She says, I forgot. I say, how come you don't get pears? I forgot. 9, 10, 12, 15 times, pears, no pears, just apples. I get mad. I take the apples. I throw the fucking apples out the window, right? That's just what I do. I'm mad. I'm not regulated. There are ways to talk about this. And you know what? Here's the other thing, too. It's not even really anybody's fault but the media. How about that? Because Ted Sarandos, after this happened on, he said, we have no plans to pull it from Netflix. You know, and props to him for that. And then he was like, he put out this thing that was like, you know, it's just art, relax, whatever. I'm paraphrasing. Obviously, he didn't say it's just art, relax. But, and then later on, he came out with a thing. Says, I realized that maybe what I said was insensitive. It wasn't the best thing to say. I'm sorry, or whatever he said, right? And I'm like, oh, shit. Now they're going to fucking pull the special. The media's had, so I read the, before I say that, so I read the body of the subject and all the article, and it's not that they're going to pull the shit. It's, he's like, you know what? We're still not going to pull it. I realize I kind of talked insensitively. I didn't mean to, but there's no plans to pull the special. And I'm like, the way the media fucking put this on the headline was, Ted Sarandos is like stepping back his stance, which is not what he was doing. So when the media puts out headlines that are that divisive, you're just splitting the fucking country. It is by no means not the media's fault. This is, and there's, the media is so mad at Joe Rogan for fucking being a guy that's actually telling the goddamn truth, at least trying to as best he can. He may be wrong about a lot of things. He may be wrong about big things. But he's not fucking, you know what I mean? Nobody's in his pockets. So you can get mad all you want, but it's not hate speech. It's not hate speech. You know what is hateful? This shit. What happened here? Man with a, I saw this so if the media calls it hate speech, it's like baiting the fucking people who feel like they were hated, or maybe not even necessarily hated. It's baiting them to do something about it. It really is. It's irresponsible. It's fucking irresponsible. And they were looking at right here, this guy who goes to the protest, because they were going to organize a protest that happened today, I think, at Netflix, where there was going to be a Netflix walkout and people were going to protest them leaving this Dave Chappelle special on Netflix. By the way, there's like fucking 20 people there, okay? And there's one guy shows up with a sign that says Dave Chappelle is funny or some shit, or I like Dave, okay? And he shows up. This is it. This is what I saw.
Why is he breaking my sign?
So a guy shows up in a mask one of the, not a fucking Richard Nixon mask, a COVID mask, and grabs the guy's sign from the guy and breaks it. So now this dude, who is peacefully protesting, doing exactly what they're doing, comes and ruins the guy's property, right? Check this out. Look, breaks his sign, so the sign comes off. Now the guy's sitting there with his broken wooden stick, and the guy fucking who broke his sign said, he's got a weapon! This is exactly what is wrong. You created this, motherfucker! You created this! This is something that you created! With no... exaggeration, put a weapon in this guy's hand. First of all, it's not a weapon, okay? It's fucking half a sign that you broke. And this guy breaks it and fucking says, he's got a weapon, gives it back to the guy. You're planting evidence. It's just some dude with a beard showing up saying he likes Dave Chappelle. That's what he's saying. The sign says, we like Dave. He's not even fucking, it doesn't even say Chappelle. He could have been talking to the fucking owner of Wendy's. Unbelievable, dude. This is unbelievable. I'm out, dude. And I don't even think. Like, this is the problem, dude. You take somebody who really doesn't think about trans issues or whatever issues it is that's at the fucking, you know, heartbeat of the media right now. And all of a sudden, you thrust this. Hey, you need to be on the right side. The media is like, you need to be on the right side. I did a bit fucking months ago about silence is violence. Silence isn't violence, dude. Some people just want to shut the fuck up and live. Silent violence is violence. Violence is breaking a guy's property and shoving it in his hand saying, this is a weapon. He has a weapon. Pushing that guy back. That's violence. There's no violence. What's hate? The guy showing up saying, I like, this is what I like. I like Dave. And I get it, dude. Like people, like, you know, I either get it or I don't, but the trans community is marginalized. But when the media says, if you're silent, you're adding to the violence. You need to pick a side. You're only pushing the people that might join that side further from your side. That's it. And it's so fucking obvious that when I talk about it, I feel boring. That's the worst part. I feel like me talking about this is so obvious that when I do, I feel people are going to stop listening to my podcast, not because I'm being divisive, but because I'm being fucking boring. That's how obvious it is. I mean, dude, it's laughable, man. Thank God they didn't pull the special, dude. It's comedy. I saw comedians saying, like, we support the Netflix walkout. Oh, dude, you're a comedian against comedy. Right? You're a fucking... I mean, dude, it's like you have a liquor store, and when they're delivering fucking Dos Equis, you say, oh, none of that here. That's what you're doing. If you're against anybody saying anything in a comedy special, then that's where it starts. I mean, I get it. If Chappelle was, but you, know, I saw what he said. It's like, it's just super weird, all of it. And it's sad. It's sad, man. Because these people are not regulated here at this fucking protest. I don't know, man. It's Lenny Bruce all over again. Also, it's going to happen again in 35 fucking years. It's just going to happen again and again and again and again and again and again until an asteroid hits us and then, oops, dinosaurs again. dinosaurs again, cavemen again, fucking all this shit, all the way up to should women vote? Yes, they can. And then again and again and again and then again and again and again until the new Dave Chappelle comes out, except he's called Meep Bort Black Blue because that's the fucking names in the future. And he's just like, hey, check this out. Knock, 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 knock. And all the Krevlors are going to be like, no, no, you can't say that. Ooh, and fucking shrink them down. That's a fucking ray gun that shrinks you down. And there you go. They're going to be like, but silence is violence. And you're going to be, you're the ones with the fucking ray guns. Remember Dave Chappelle? No, they wiped our memories of him. Wear your mask. What? COVID-4617. Bleak blork. Oh, no. Mark, 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 mark. We got to fucking think about this shit when there's fun frinking shit in the world to think about, dude. I got to think about guys breaking other people's signs and causing violence, saying your talking is violent, so let me be violent. There. That's fucking violence. I got to fucking talk about this shit and be hack as shit on my own podcast and have you click over to something else. I'm giving NPR fucking views and watches when I talk about hack dog shit like this. Ain't that? I mean, I fucking saved that lineage of speaking with the fucking alien shit and the Meet More Black Blue in the Krevlors. And I fucking dug deep in my balls for that one. Right? I'm you know what I mean? And I got to talk about it because people are like, you didn't say anything about the Dave Chappelle.